I want to give to you so that you can give forward and feel the joy of that. Generosity yields happiness. And I want you to feel that because, oh my gosh, you matter. And investing in yourself can change the world, not just your own world, but the world of those around you.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer, empowering you to transform your life. One imperfect day at a time.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Anna Fulmer. It is the 100th episode celebration. Woo woo! We have been counting down all month long with a $100 Amazon gift card giveaway, which the winner of that will be announced here shortly. The last two episodes, I touched on my top 20 favorite shows from 2022. Here's the thing. In truth, I have honestly enjoyed every single guest who has come onto the show. I really, really have. It was incredibly difficult to narrow down 20, but if you haven't listened to those, they are a really fun behind the scenes, spilling some of the background to some of the guests as well as the recordings. I've made so many incredible connections, learned from tons of amazing people. It's been such a joy. And one of the things that I asked you in the giveaway was to share what content you wanted more of on the podcast. Again, I have said I would not be here if it wasn't for you, and I want you to keep coming back. So what do you want to hear more of? And it included everything from more DIY home design ideas, family interviews, interviews with my crazy kiddos, health and wellness. I love somebody said they want a more specific breakdown of health issues, which was super exciting. I love that idea. I already have some topics in mind. And one of you said that you just like the variety and you enjoy hearing people's backstories, which is awesome because it is one of the things that I am so passionate about, sharing the imperfect progress that marks the majority of our lives and empowering you to experience the same in your life, recognizing that we are all on a very similar journey. The relationships that have been formed in this space, in this virtual business that I've been in for 4 years now, has been really, really incredible. Meeting you face to face is one of my favorite things. I was able to meet one of the influencers, home decor influencers that I've known for a year or two now on Instagram at the Haven Conference, the National DIY Home Decor Conference this summer, where I was speaking on podcasting. And I got to share with her how, after reading about her son's brain tumor on Instagram that he was undergoing surgery for, my kids all prayed for him. And then a week later, they remembered to ask about him and follow up and see how he was doing. And I just wanted to let her know that, you know, she was seen, she was heard, my kids prayed for her. And, you know, it was such an incredible connection. Or another woman that I met at a conference who shared how the podcast episode I recorded on our own adoption story and why we decided to adopt was a catalyst for her and her husband's adoption journey. Even the woman who emailed me just the other day asking for my chocolate fondue recipe because she and her husband have been making it every year now since I first published it on my blog several years ago, and she couldn't find the link. And she said, I really, really would love this link. It's the best chocolate fondue that we've ever had. All of these moments are a wonderful reminder of the real world impact that can be created through virtual influence. And it is not to be taken lightly. And you empower me to continue what I'm doing by sharing how what I am doing impacts you. Women empowering women. It's beautiful. I love it. My heartbeat is to help you, the collectively busy woman who is hustling hard, whether you are 30 years old or 70 years young, thrive from the inside out, holistically well, with evidence-based solutions to common problems inhibiting you from living holistically well across the entire human experience, emotionally, mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually. so that you can enjoy healthy hearts and happy homes, because your story matters and you are loved. However, since being in this space where I am working so closely with women, again, across all stages of life, I have seen a common challenge we all face to that end goal of thriving with health and happiness, right? The healthy hearts, happy homes. Whether it be the women that I work with in my virtual fitness nutrition program, whether it be readers of my blog who you send me email messages, or followers on social media who send me messages on Instagram and Facebook, whether it be friends in real life or colleagues, influencer blogging colleagues, or simply personal brand colleagues who are entrepreneurs, every single woman faces the same challenge to living well. In the course of the day, we are chauffeur, referee, housekeeper, banker, grocer, chef, counselor, CEO, secretary, life coach. The list goes on and on. Many of you women are like, that was all just today, right? Especially the busy moms out there. And we hear this message over and over again that we need to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first, right? Every single self-care commercial of any sort is conveying that message. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first to better serve others. But in the chaos of our calendar, creating consistent time to invest in ourselves as we prioritize the health and happiness of those we love feels nearly impossible. Time is our greatest barrier. Can I get an amen? Right? Where is the time? I just listed our resume, right? Like our job descriptions on our resumes as moms, especially, is fill in the blank. It's numerous. When do we have time? But what if I told you there was a secret? There is an ultimate health hack to not only adding more time to your day, but in doing so, resulting in more energy, better fitness, more confidence, and ultimately more joy. In fact, this one daily habit has been proven by research to do just this, to boost mood, improve energy, increase self-esteem, and even result in better physical health. One daily habit. And guess what? No one has yet to formally teach you how to incorporate it into your life. Nobody. What is this amazing habit, you may be asking? Well, I know it is possible because I have personally experienced all of the transforming power of an early morning routine. Everything that I just mentioned is the amazing transformative power of an early morning routine. It is no secret that an early morning routine changed my life. Since becoming an early morning riser 4 years ago, I have definitely experienced improved self-esteem, more confidence, more control. And the feeling of not being in control is one of the greatest contributors to anxiety and ultimately that sense of stress and poor mental health. An early morning routine has been proven to decrease stress when done well. And I know that because I've experienced it. I'm more energetic, and ultimately, I live more fit. But creating a consistent, effective routine was a battle that I had to fight really, really hard, and I failed many times. I tried dozens of different strategies and morning rituals to create a sustainable routine that included an amazing night's sleep and a productive, joyful early morning. And eventually, I got there. And now I am sharing it with you because some of you may be thinking, oh, I hear you. Yep, that sounds amazing, but it's never going to happen. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I am not an early morning riser by nature. And you may or may not know this, but it is a biological reality that we all have different clocks, meaning some of us truly are biologically wired to wake up earlier than others. I am not one of them. Had you told me in high school that I would be waking up before the sun has risen every single morning and loving it, I might have passed out on the spot, or at least looked at you like you had three heads. Because never in a million years did I think waking up and actually working out before the sun has risen was possible for a normal human being like myself. So if you are thinking, yep, I hear you, it's not going to happen, listen, it can happen. I am living proof, and I am now sharing the strategies that I have created into a sustainable, productive morning routine that will change your life from the inside out, to harness that amazing feeling that we've all had at least once, even those of us who are not early morning risers. You know what it feels like to get that workout done first thing in the morning. You feel so good. What if you could harness that feeling every single day by creating the habit? It is possible. And I'm here to give you the tools and the tricks so that it can be possible for you much, much faster than it was for me. Over this past year, I have been organizing and structuring a virtual program. It will be called Early Morning Habit. And the most exciting news, it is going to be an app. Oh my word, never thought that was possible. Side note, anybody running a business who would love to have an app but not spend $30,000 to $50,000 on creating one, I want to introduce you to a platform called Passion.io. Click on the link in the description or in the blog show notes to check it out. I am sharing the link that was given to me for a significant discount. It was so, so amazing. I'm thrilled to be able to offer you this program on an app from the very beginning. It was how I dreamed of the program going, and I couldn't even believe it when that became a reality. So this entire program will be on an app, and it is going to include a proprietary four-phase curriculum. Number one, sleep training. Because you cannot get up early if you are not sleeping well. I want you to be able to fall in love with sleeping again. It is possible. Trust me, we are sharing the strategies and the process to get there. We are going to rehab your sleep. Phase two, quiet time gratitude practices. You are going to love, 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 love the magic of the calm of the quiet. Let me say that again. Busy moms who are hustling hard and exhausted, whose brains are going a mile a minute, I want you to learn how to fall in love with the calm of the quiet, where you can build into your life the habit of starting your day with calm and quiet. It will change your life. I promise you, it will change your life. And we're going to teach you how to do it.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Phase three, exercise accountability. I don't really need to go into why daily exercise is important, but wouldn't it be so nice if you could actually get into the habit of pressing play and being done for the day first thing in the morning before your kids have even gotten out of bed? What? It is possible, and we're going to teach you how. Lots of strategies here, but it is possible, and we are going to empower you to do it. Again, you will never have felt so good. Take control. Get it done for the day. We're going to teach you how to do it, the efficient, effective, sustainable way of doing it. And phase number four, a section of this program that I personally am giddy with excitement about, is affordable fashion formulas to beautify on the fly, because mama got no time for hours and hours in front of the mirror. Can I get an amen? Now, The 21 letters behind my name are perfectly suited to empower you with scientifically proven processes and strategies to enjoy better sleep, to improve your mental health, your physical fitness, right? Like all of my health and wellness experience, fitness, nutrition, perfectly positioned to teach you scientifically based strategies for those. However, let me be very clear that not a single one of those letters signifies an expertise in fashion, which I have shared with you before. I have spent more time working with power tools than I have ever spent holding makeup brushes. Okay. Fashion is not my forte, which is why I have partnered with some powerhouse fashion experts. And you guys, these women are running empires. The fashion formula section of the program is going to include clothing, hair, and makeup. And the idea is this: I want to give you, the busy, tired, frumpy feeling mom, because I've been there, living in sweatpants, workout pants, because I'm hoping by osmosis, it will force me to get a workout done. And then at the end of the day, I'm picking up my kids from school and I still didn't get my workout done. And I'm still in my workout clothes or my yoga pants or whatever. Been there, never got ready for the day. And it's just like this negative feedback cycle. But I also want to empower you with knowledgeable resources to learn how to fit and flatter your body, how to shop the closet you currently have and put outfits together that you feel fabulous in. I want to equip you with easy tutorials that does not take 1,000 different products and can be done on a budget to enhance your God-given beauty. The fashion formulas section of Early Morning Habit is helping you get into the consistent routine of getting ready for the day. This daily discipline is grounded in the understanding that our God-given value is not defined by our appearance, but rather that our appearance can reflect the confidence we have in our God-given value. It's a fine line here, but I ultimately want you to feel amazing and embody this idea that you matter. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. And you deserve to shine as you are today. Again, putting the oxygen mask on yourself first in an effort to help everyone around you live well, right? As moms, that is our heartbeat. We want our kids to be healthy and happy, right? What mom does not want that? But we often sacrifice our own health in the process. So I have not even shared with you the most exciting part of this program. Ooh, I get giddy with excitement. Seriously, like my heart rate just went up before I'm about to like share with you.
You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, you will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all-natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual-certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my 6-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story.
Okay, so I was racking my brain trying to think, how can I help women embody this idea of investing in themselves to better impact others? How can I help you feel the joy of investing in yourself because you are worth it? and that by investing in yourself, you can change the life of other people. You have that power. And in fact, you have been given that worth for that very purpose. You have a unique purpose and you absolutely can impact the world. So I was trying to think, how can I combine our strength, which is also our weakness, into this accountability program? Because it'll be the initial program is 6 weeks with an ongoing monthly membership that will be very, very budget friendly, by the way. And so I was thinking, like, how can I leverage our superpower as women, especially as moms? And our superpower is service, right? We're constantly serving those around us. It is one of our greatest strengths. But as is true of all strengths, it is also one of our greatest weaknesses, because then we often sacrifice our own health in the service of others. So here's how we are tying it all together in a way that makes me so excited and makes me want to cry all at the same time. And it's actually done the same for many of you who I have been brainstorming this program with. When you do this 6-week program and you go through the app, part of it will be tracking your progress. It will be an accountability process where you log, did you get your workout in before 7 a.m.? Yes. Did you have your quiet time before 7 a.m.? Yes. Okay. Etc. It's going to be an accountability piece to it. There's going to be a community aspect to it as well. By the way, we're going to connect you with other women in your same stage with your same interests. So some of you may need more accountability in exercise than others. There's going to be community groups for that within the app that you can partner with another woman who especially wants accountability. Maybe it's sleep. Maybe you need someone to keep you accountable for the bedtime routine. Anyways, there's going to be a community element, but there will be a log in the app for the 6 weeks. When you successfully complete the first 6 weeks, my business, Early Morning Habit, is going to give you back a portion of your financial investment to give forward to a mom who is adopting a child. Women empowering women to change the world. Invest in yourself, impact others. I want you to feel the joy of recognizing that by investing in yourself, gaining more energy, more confidence, better fitness, more strength, more joy, that by investing in you, you have the power to change the world for somebody else. And more specifically, a woman who is adopting. How are we doing this? So the way that we're doing this, we are partnering with an organization called Lifesong for Orphans. It is a 501c fundraising platform. Not only do they support orphanages and orphan care all around the world, but this is a massive, massive fundraising platform for families who are adopting. It is who we are raising funds through. What is unique about Lifesong is that all administrative costs are covered by private donors. This is highly unique in the fundraising world for adoption, meaning when you give our family money for adoption costs, we get every penny. Lifesong does not take off 3-7% for administrative fees like many other crowdfunding platforms, and they are specifically dedicated to the care of orphans through adoption. Here's the really exciting piece. Early Morning Habit is also wanting to partner with adopting moms as a fundraising opportunity. I cannot think of a better way to equip an adoptive mom than by empowering her to establish this early morning routine and set her up for success in all areas of life. She will be a better mom. She will be a better spouse. I mean, ultimately, this routine improves every single area of your life. So, what is really, really exciting is Early Morning Habit is also going to be a fundraising opportunity for adoptive moms. The ongoing monthly membership, by the way, will continue to be an accountability program where when you meet the accountability goals, and that's all logged in the app, we will continue to give you back money to give forward to an adopting mom through our program. And there'll be more details to come on that, but we're working with multiple organizations who I have been in meetings, y'all. I have been in meetings for weeks and weeks and weeks. So many people that I've met with. And here's what, like, I'm going to try not to cry. people have heard, like CEOs of companies have heard the concept for this program and are literally changing the way that they do stuff to help support my program. The company that is going to be giving the digital business gift cards, meaning you do my 6-week program for X number of dollars. You finish the 6 weeks. My company, through an organization called Grateful, is going to give you back a digital gift card in order to give forward to an adoptive family of your choice who has partnered through Lifesong for Orphans with my program, Early Morning Habit. Grateful is literally, I met with them and they were literally like, we absolutely love this. What can we do? They're going to create a page just for this business, just for this program. This is just one example. The women who are partnering with the Fashion Formulas, they have a collective reach and influence of 6 million. So these women are powerhouses, you guys. And they literally reached out and we met and every single one of them was like, tell me what you need. I mean, it's just, gonna try not to cry. It has just been amazing. You guys, women empowering women. It's just, like blows me away. I can't even speak enough of the generosity that has blown me away. And we want to be a give to give type of a business, meaning I want to give to you so that you can give forward and feel the joy of that. Generosity yields happiness. Science has told us that. And I want you to feel that because, oh my gosh, you matter. You matter, and investing in yourself can change the world, not just your own world, but the world of those around you. Now, next steps, I'm being totally transparent with this early on because I want to create a program that works for you. There's a lot of stuff in the works, but before we publicly release this program to the world, we are doing a beta group, a test group, a first launch group, a pioneer group, however you want to call it. But in March to April, I am going to run the very first group to pioneer this program. I'm thinking about 30 women, and really women of any age and stage can do this. I will be completely transparent though, so that you are on the same page. I do not recommend a woman doing this program if you still have babies waking up at night, or if you're still breastfeeding at night, because there's seasons of life. You should have children that are routinely sleeping through the night. And I can also understand that women who are retired may not be as interested in creating an early morning routine. So I can see already that the likely age range for this program is going to be between 30 and 60 years old. But hear me when I say I'm not limiting that number. Any woman of any age and stage can do this program. I'm just being totally transparent because I want it to serve you well. So for this beta group, I am specifically looking for women between the ages of 30 to 65 who would be able to fully commit to a 6 weeks and most importantly, be willing to give constructive feedback. You need to be willing to obviously work with an app, and we would meet once a week via Zoom. So it'll be an automated curriculum that comes to the app, but we would meet once a week via Zoom for a weekly training and then also for a feedback session. Part of the really exciting thing about this beta group is every woman who is part of the beta group will have the opportunity to nominate one adoptive mom to then do the program for free once it launches. These adoptive moms will be the first ones. They must be fundraising through Lifesong for Orphans, but they will be the first ones to get the opportunity to benefit from the reward program and raise money for their adoption. But they themselves will have the opportunity to go through the program for free. And the beta group women are the ones that can nominate these women. You can also be adopting, by the way. The women in the beta group can also be adopting. I also need women to represent all ethnicities and ages, because let's be real, a no-fail fashion formula for a quick hair tutorial for a white woman is going to be very different than that of a colored woman. I fully recognize the differences there, and I want to make sure that there is full representation. And what I don't want is this to just be a program for the 30-year-old, 40-year-old white woman. So I'm really trying to actively avoid that. I want this to be available and relevant to women of all ethnicities. Here's the other piece, age. I also recognize that the sleep challenges, again, for that 35-year-old might look very different than the 55-year-old woman. We're going to talk about hormones in the program, some amazing hacks that you probably have not heard of. So again, I need women of different stages, different ages, and different races, because I want to make sure that I am getting feedback that is applicable to as many women as possible. I want this program to change the lives of thousands of women and then ultimately children. I want to help overcome the burden of raising funds for adoption. I want to help you learn how to thrive with this daily habit that has been proven to transform your life. That is where my business is going. As you can imagine, there is a lot happening on the back end. I have received unbelievable support for this program. I can't even get into it now, but the generosity has been overwhelming. And I already see the potential for it to make such a huge difference. I would love to have you if you're interested in the beta group. There's going to be lots of freebies, amazing opportunities, a possible photo shoot opportunity. I need you to be open to giving feedback. I need women who have a good mind for processes, meaning I need women who are really good at like being able to see, this might be better if you did this. I would love to have you. There's going to be a link in the show notes and YouTube description here. If you are interested in possibly being part of that pioneer group, you have the opportunity to help structure this program. There is no other program like this and ultimately change the life of thousands. I would love to have you if you're interested by entering your email at this link. There's no commitment. It just means that you'll be the first to get the information when the first round goes live and to get all of the details. To be clear, this program will not publicly launch until fall of 2023, right? There's no better time to start an early morning routine than when our kids are back in school. Hallelujah and amen. So that is what is coming. That is what I need right now from you. If you just even have the slightest bit of interest, please drop your email at that link and you will be the first to hear updates and what exactly is included in the program and all of those opportunities to come. Before I close out, let me tell you the winner of the $100 Amazon gift card giveaway. It is Deborah McCartney. Deb, I cannot thank you enough for being here. Thank you for entering the giveaway. Thank you for listening to the Imperfectly Empowered podcast. You're amazing. You matter. You're loved. I would literally not be here if it was not for you. So Deb, $100 from me to you. You have received an email. Please respond to it and we will send you that $100 digital Amazon gift card. Last thing that I want to say before I close this out is because of everything that is happening on the back end here for my business, hammersandhugs.com is going to get a complete makeover. It'll be coming here at the end of January. Same fun content, home, recipes, family, but we are going to be adding a massive program to my brand, which is Early Morning Habit. Because of that, I don't want to sacrifice the quality of my podcast episodes, and I can't maintain two a week anymore. And I want to make sure that when I do have an episode, that it is high quality and I'm giving it the time that it deserves. So for 2023, the show is going to go down to once a week. I just didn't want any of you to be like, whoa, what happened? There's no more Friday episodes. At least for next year, I would love for it to go back up again because there's so many amazing guests even now in the wings that I'm excited to share with you. But just to let you know, it'll be every Tuesday, once a week. We're not going anywhere. Love me some podcasting. Love you guys. Love being on here. But it will be once a week so that we can launch this transformative, world-changing early morning habit program to empower you, the collectively busy woman, you and me both, together to rise and thrive from the inside out. Rising together, thriving together, investing in yourself to impact the world. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today.
Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters and you are loved.